Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. Pretty quick one today, nothing huge going on, but new candidates to support and some good news on congressional races. Let's get to it. Shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park and Shay Meehan, as well as all our other patrons. Your support is vital. We have new Humanity Forward endorsements today. Max Rose is running for U.S. House to represent New York's 11th Congressional District. He's an Army vet and worked as Director of Public Engagement and Assistant to the Brooklyn DA. Among other things, he got COVID money back from banks to give to small businesses, passed a bill to limit drug prices, is working to create grants for restaurants, and supports monthly stimulus checks. Veronica Escobar is running for U.S. House to represent Texas' 16th Congressional District. She worked as a county judge and has supported expanding access to health care, environmental protections, and gun safety. She supports direct cash payments. Shri Kulkarni is running for U.S. House to represent Texas' 22nd Congressional District. He has worked as a diplomat and defense advisor. Among other things, he supports a public health care option, funding for small businesses, green energy, and direct stimulus checks. I suppose we should talk about the last debate. In many ways, it was the same as the first. Biden was mostly appealing to the people and attacking Trump on his sabotage of the pandemic response. Trump continued to throw out lies and conspiracy theories. Trump was notably more calm than the first one, obeying his campaign advisors somewhat surprisingly. He spent a lot of time criticizing Democrats who are not his opponent, whether they be Obama, Hillary, Hunter, etc. Biden had a good moment pointing out that Trump didn't seem to know who he was running against. Trump also had a few other outlandish comments. He claimed to be the least racist person in the room, that he's the greatest president for black people since Abraham Lincoln, claimed for the 500th time that he has a healthcare plan, and claimed that his accountant wouldn't let him release his tax returns. I'm going to go ahead and cast a bit of doubt on all of those. Ultimately, as Yang said, nothing to fundamentally change the race happened. If you'd like to check out Yang's commentary, I compiled it into a thread at the link below. Good news for California's Prop 24 data rights bill, which gained a notable endorsement from none other than the Consumer Reports Agency. In case you were still on the fence about whether it's in your best interests for some reason, there you go. Did you know that some companies are claiming to be able to build small but great houses for as little as $4,000 in a single day? It was a shock to me. Guess how they do it? I'll give you a hint. It's not with human labor. It's with 3D printing. It seems highly likely that this will be the way many buildings of the future will be made, which is great news for low-cost housing, not so great news for construction workers. That is, unless we get UBI going, so that such advances are benefiting all of society. Check out the link below to see the $4,000 house. It's pretty stylish. I don't watch Bill Maher, but he did do a great piece on voter suppression recently where he likened the challenges that it creates for voting to the TV show Ninja Warrior. He also said elections are supposed to eliminate candidates, not voters. It was a pretty good bit. Link below. There's a new UBI petition in the EU. If that's your chosen land, then hit up the link below and add your name. Yang visited Amanda Knox's podcast, Labyrinth, to talk election, media, Fourth Industrial Revolution, and so on. And finally, we have a number of new polls out showing Humanity Forward candidates in extremely tight races against their opponents. Washington's Carolyn Long is just 2% away from flipping her Republican incumbent opponent in the House. Mike Espy may be only 1% from flipping the Mississippi seat in a historic upset. He's already outraised his opponent significantly, and the outcome hinges on voter turnout. Lulu Sakely is also 1% away from flipping her seat in Texas. We have so many races within reach, gang, and every one of them could be the difference between freedom and tyranny, stagnation and progress. We need to push like never before if we want to see our desires come to fruition. Let's get out the vote. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Check out our new candidates. Sign the UBI petition if you live in the EU. Do whatever you can to get out the vote. Help recruit other organizations to the cause and get everyone to sign the UBI petition. Flood Congress and Trump with calls, tweets, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement Easy Contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, United Way, or the H3 podcast thread. And don't forget to Yang Daily.